Yo, welcome to the very first Wild Things podcast. Man, I've wanted to do this for a really long time, but never really got around to it. So what better time than now? Today we're going to have a super dope guest. She's worked on a lot of major blockbuster films and some dope Netflix TV shows. So let's just get right into it. Let's roll that intro. All right, guys, so here we are. This is the first podcast that I've ever done. The sound, obviously, we're all in quarantine, so the sound isn't going to be incredible, but on my end, it sounds pretty good. So hopefully it's the same for all of you guys listening. Today, man, we have a really cool guest. I've known this girl for a really long time, like two and a half years. She's been doing a lot of cool things. I guess we'll just get right into it. Everyone, this is Taylor Cawthorn. Taylor, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
I'm so glad we can... finally, like, talk, because we've been texting for a little bit and we've stayed in contact with each other for a few years. And so we've talked about what each other are doing with music and everything that you've got going on, which we're going to get into. But we haven't, like, gotten to, like, see each other face to face and talk, and we haven't called on the phone or anything. So I guess this is about as good as it's getting for now, until quarantine's over, at least.
I know, exactly. And like you said, we've done really well at, like, staying in contact and stuff throughout the years. I like a little bit about our background. You know, we met at Dutch and stuff, and we would talk here and there. But this is, we haven't talked in a while, and what better time than a quarantine? So
I know, right? We have nothing better to do, so we might as well get back in touch and talk a little bit. So like you said, we met at Dutch Bros. We worked there together for a little bit, and then you left before me. But then after that, you ended up getting a job over at Ace of Spades, the venue in Sacramento, which the manager of my band, Andrew, was running that venue. He's no longer there, but you are still there, right?
I am, yeah. And that was so crazy. During my interview with Andrew, during our meeting, we were talking, and I just, you know, was like, oh, are you managing any bands right now or anything? And he mentioned you guys, The Color Wild. And I was like, oh my God, no way. What a small world. I mean, Sacramento's not too far from where we're at, but still it's far enough to where it was just a weird connection. So it was, a small world.
Yeah, it's wild. And so I was crazy when you hit me up about that. You were working at Ace. I was like, oh my God, there's no way. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, so that's a little bit of our background. That's just kind of how we know each other. And you've reached out to me about different artists you've known who have, like, touring plans, and you've hit me up about, hey, you should reach out to them, which is super cool. So it's nice to have, like, you know, a friend in the similar, like, industry as me, and working alongside one of my closest friends and managers, Andrew. So that was really cool to have. But now that everyone kind of knows our little bit of a background, let's go into some stuff that you've been doing. So I found a lot of stuff about you online. All good things, I promise. Nothing crazy.
Snap. Okay.
Nothing crazy. but let me just talk about some things you've done, and then correct me if I'm wrong about any of it. But I'm gonna go through a little bit of a list here. So I had that you were a part of the Netflix production staff since 2017. Paramount Pictures production assistant since 2017. Production staff for Live Nation, production work for Pac-12 Networks, which is awesome. I even saw you have, do you really have a degree at Arizona State?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, I'm actually working on my master's right now. Oh, so I'll be graduating this fall with my master's. Yeah,
nice.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't believe it. It's definitely going to be a little bit different because this whole quarantine situation.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to walk this fall, but I don't think that's going to end up happening. But yep, so working on my master's right now.
Nice. And I also see, and I know this for a fact, that you were working on 13 Reasons Why, right?
Yeah. So that was one of my first production jobs. It wasn't how I got started, but that was probably one of the longest commitments that I worked on, the longest running production. It was a blast. I loved it. But yeah, it was kind of at the beginning of my career in this whole crazy film industry.
Okay. And then I see you have something interesting actually on your LinkedIn account. I don't know if you remember putting this on there, but there, and I quote, this is one of your like selling points, maybe, that makes somebody want to hire you, but you said that
you have
and I quote, pristine walkie etiquette. Is that true? Do you have pristine?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, now I was wondering,
Oh my god, I can't believe you're quoting me now. That is hilarious. Yeah. Yes, that is true. That is on my LinkedIn account.
Is that something that production crews actually look for, like pristine walkie etiquette, or is that kind of something to make them laugh and chuckle, like, oh, this girl's funny, cool, whatever? Like, what was the reason behind the pristine walkie etiquette?
I mean, kind of a little bit of both. I'm always like, I am such a goofball, I think, so I'm always trying to get like people to laugh and, you know, not take life too seriously and stuff. But work-wise, it definitely is something that is key. Like, if you don't know how to talk on a walkie, oh man, you're gonna be effed a little bit. Like, it's a lot, and you're always, so like a typical day on set, I mean, you're working like 18-hour long days, and you have your surveillance in, which for those who don't know, it's like a little earpiece, and you just constantly have 1,000 different voices listening in your ear, and it just is kind of crazy. It messes with your mind a little bit, because you end up taking off the surveillance and you feel like you still have voices, yeah, like talking at you. But okay. So walkie etiquette is like, oh my gosh, I would say that's probably the most important thing for like anyone who's looking to get into the film industry or anything like that. It's like, know how to use a walkie, know the right lingo. Every set kind of will have a different type of lingo that they use. But yeah, you gotta have good walkie etiquette for sure.
I knew it had to be something like actual, like serious. Like I knew, like, okay, this is a professional LinkedIn account. You've done a lot of cool shit. Like, I'm sure it's not just like, not just for fun or whatever, you take things seriously. But I thought that was funny, so I had to ask you about it. Okay.
Oh yeah, no, I love that you brought that up. That's hilarious.
let's get into something that I know a lot of listeners are going to be really like intrigued, and I'm very intrigued about it. I know my oldest brother Jesse's very intrigued about it. I was talking about having you on, and so let's talk about Marvel a little bit. Okay, so I know since working with you, because when I was working with you, this is, you started dabbling into the Marvel scene. And I know a few movies that you've seen. So let everyone know what movies you've actually been a part of, either as production staff or an extra. What movies have you worked on so far for Marvel, if whatever you can say?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I mean, you know, we go through like a whole NDA process and everything like that, so I can't get into too many specifics on like the production side of things. But yeah, when we first met each other, that was when I was just starting to dabble into the film industry. And for anyone who knows like what it's like getting your feet wet in the film industry, you got to juggle, like you got to hustle. And so I was working multiple jobs and stuff until I could finally make a career out of being in the film industry. So that's why I was still at Dutch. But when I had met you, that was the second Marvel film that I had done, which was Ant-Man 2. So that was amazing. It was so much fun. I ended up just working as an extra on that one. I didn't get a production job on that, which at the time I was kind of bummed about, but I got on the movie, and so, you know, it was still worked out. So I was an extra on that. I ended up working on Endgame and Infinity Wars. That was amazing. I can't believe it was even real life, honestly. So there's a lot with that I can't really speak upon. But yeah, that's kind of it for Marvel. I worked on, which some listeners might be like, oh, that's not Marvel, but it's Sony. But I worked on the first Venom, which was amazing. And we just got done filming the second Venom out here, which was just, oh my gosh, it was a whirlwind. The time went by so fast. I was working on that for a month. But yeah, that's kind of it for Marvel.
Yeah, okay, so I like I said, I was talking to my older brother Jesse about having you on, and he wanted to know, and I'm really interested about this too. Like, when you're on these sets, either as an extra or as production staff, whatever you're doing for any of these films, Marvel or not, and we'll talk about some other non-Marvel movies that you've worked on, but do you feel like you're walking on like eggshells in these big productions with all these big actors, or do they make you feel like you're a part of the team? Like, and not that they don't make you feel a part of the team, because I'm sure they treat, you know, all their employees and stuff well, but do they ever go like above and beyond and say, okay, Taylor, like, you're awesome, like, you're doing great? Or is it just kind of like, you do your role and then you just kind of go home and that's it?
Honestly, like, it's kind of like with anything else. Every set is going to have a different feel. I mean, it's just normal. You're working with different people, so it's always going to feel a little bit different. And usually that just stems down, the environment on set stems down from the director, like, hands down. The actual director and then, like, the first and second ADs. So the whole feel and atmosphere really stems from them. But, yeah, like, luckily, I don't even know how to describe it. It's hard to describe how you feel when you're on set, honestly. It's kind of like just this adrenaline rush. The hours just fly by. And before I know it, you know, 18 hours have passed and my feet are hurting. I'm just exhausted. I'm tired of, like, talking to anyone, as bad as that sounds. But you're just around so many people for so long. But during the span of that, it's just this pure adrenaline rush. You're just go, and it's like, okay, what do I need to be doing? How can I be useful? How can I be assisting the director? And like you said, you know, it's very easy to get lost in the crowd on set because you're working with so many people. So you want to look for ways in which you can stand out and make the director notice you. So then you get that recognition and they're like, damn, Taylor, you're doing a great job. Keep it up and stuff like that. So again, it kind of just all depends. But there have been times where, you know, you get acknowledged by people, which feels really awesome. But then also a lot of times, you know, you just have to know that you're doing a good job and you're doing your job. You don't need that recognition.
Yeah, and so when it comes to getting, like, new jobs and stuff like that, do you ever use, like, past people that you've worked with, like, any I don't know how close you would even get to, like, a director or someone higher than you? Like, do you use it by reference, or is every job completely different and, like, it just depends on who you know, or how does it work?
Honestly, as stereotypical as it sounds and, like, cliche as it sounds, it honestly just comes down to who you know. And if you impress the right people, you're golden. So fortunately, in my case, I feel like I've interacted with the best people in this area possible, like in Northern California and then also spanning to Atlanta, Georgia. So when it comes to getting jobs, which I'm very fortunate about, again, I don't really have to go out looking for them. I kind of just wait by my phone and, you know, I'll get a text randomly one day or get an email or a phone call and it'll be like, hey, I heard your name from this director or so-and-so. Are you available to come work? And then that's when I'm like, yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. I mean, I just wait for people to reach out to you, and that's kind of just the name of the game. Like I said, if you are doing a great job and you're hustling and people see that, the directors remember that. And so they have a whole list of people in certain areas that they're like the A team. That's their go-to. So when something comes into that area, the director will be like, hey, I just filmed there 6 months ago. Here's a list of people that I would recommend to another director.
And so you essentially, and I may be wrong, but you know about movies that are coming before, like, the average Joe like me, right?
Yeah.
And so how hard is it to keep it secret? How hard is it to keep it a secret? Even though you're under contract, still Tom Holland seems to screw this up all the time, but how hard is it for you to keep things to yourself, knowing all this big information, working on Endgame and Infinity War and Venom? How hard is it?
Yeah, it's extremely hard. I would be lying if I said that it wasn't. There have, like, even just, oh my gosh, there was this one project that I was working on, and I can't say the name, but it's kind of easy for any of the listeners to just look it up and be like, oh, what movie was filming in San Francisco in February? You'll be able to find it out, but legally I just can't say the name.
Yeah.
But the whole time I was on set working on that, I had to keep pinching myself. I was like, this is insane. The amount of spoilers that I'm, like, witnessing right now, I'm like, I want to scream it from the rooftop. Like, it is so, so cool. But those are the moments where I really just live for, where you're just standing there and you're like, how is this my job right now? Like, how am I actually here, like, doing this?
Yeah, and also, like, I'm sure you have friends and family and people you meet always asking you for perks and, hey, can you try to get me in this movie? Can you introduce me to this person? Can you take me to set? How often does that happen? How annoying is it? And, like, is it ever not annoying? Do you think it's cool? Or, like, what's the deal with all that?
Honestly, yeah, no, I feel like I'm just the sort of person. I don't really get annoyed in general, so nothing could really annoy me in that sense. But yeah, I definitely, there have been multiple times, more so actually funny enough, with my job at Ace, where I'll get random people who I haven't talked to in God knows when, and they'll be like, hey, can you get me into this concert? Or someone that spoke to only one time, and they'll be like, hey, are you able to get me tickets into this and stuff? So that's a little funny. But yeah, when it comes to being on set and stuff, I get asked all the time, and most of the time I don't have that authority to make that happen. I can, you know, reach out to people higher above me and be like, hey, I have someone that really, really wants to come to set. Is it doable? Are we able to make this happen? And they'll be like, straight up, yes. Or they'll be just like, no, that's ridiculous. Why are you even asking? So it was, I mean, this past February when I was working on Venom, I was able to get my uncles on set. So that was really cool. That set was just a really awesome vibe. It was really laid back. So luckily I was able to get them on set and show them around and everything. So that was cool. But that was kind of out of the norm. That normally doesn't happen.
Yeah. And that's like, and that's almost like the thing with the band too, is whenever we have shows and stuff like that, like we do get, you know, we can have anyone come in most of the time, depending on the venue, depending on who's running it.
Yeah,
it's like the same thing with movies, and like we want to be able to hook people up and stuff like that. But sometimes it's like maybe we're opening for Jesse McCartney, and now people are like, "Hey, can you get me in?" And it's like, well, why didn't you come to our like headliner? You know, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like why?
It's like
if you were to work on some kind of like play in like Solano County, you know, California, and you're like, hey, come out and support the show that I'm like helping produce or whatever. And then they're like, yeah, no, I can't make it. But now you're working on, you know, Avengers and Venom, and they're like, hey, so can I come check it out? And you're like, well, you know, like, sure, because like I don't hold grudges or whatever, and like maybe I can help you out.
Yeah.
But like, dang, like sometimes it just sucks, you know, like
exactly. Yeah, no, and like you completely understand that. And yeah, it just is kind of like, okay, well, where were you supporting like me from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Even though, again, like I don't really care about that, but still,
yeah,
the ones that are a little funny to me are the people like that'll meet at the gym or something, and they'll randomly find me on Instagram, and then I've never said a word to them before in my life, but they'll be like, hey, there's a really awesome show coming up, can you get me tickets?
And
I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know your first name.
Yeah, like,
that's a little funny. But yeah, I'm sure, exactly, like but I'm sure you completely understand and you get it too. So sometimes it's just you have to be like, you know, it's my job and that's not something I'm allowed to do. I wish I could, but that's kind of just how.
Yeah, it's different, you know, like anytime a friend or family said, you know, hey, can we come out to a show? Can you get some tickets or whatever? Like, of course, you know, like, and if you ever get any perks that you can give out to your friends or family that you're close with, I'm sure you do the same thing. And so I'm not saying that either of us shun people away. I'm just saying that sometimes you wish people would like be around, you know?
Yeah. And just like, you know, I mean, I'm always someone, especially like with working at Ace, you know, I know how big music is a part of my life. And like some of these bands or some of my favorite bands, I would be dying to see and stuff. So I always want to try to get people in as much as I can, because I know that
exactly.
That can mean a lot to them. So I'm like, yes, I will bend over backwards trying to get you in. But just don't get mad if there are times where it's just I literally can't, like it's coming from my higher ups to where they're like, no, sorry, our guest list, or obviously on a crazy big movie set like the other one that I was working on in February, I mean, gosh, if I would have asked the director to get people onto that set, I would have been fired on the spot. So it's just having people know that
you
like,
don't want to put your job at risk or anything like that, but you also want to be able to help out your friends and
exactly.
stuff like that. So any of Taylor's friends who are listening to this right now,
yeah,
give
so
her
it's
a break.
Just, it's just juggling the two.
Give her a break. Maybe wait until it's like a really lame movie that she gets a job on, then ask her. No, I'm just kidding. That'll never happen. You're doing incredible things. And another really cool movie, since we're talking about cool things you've done, The Matrix. So the new Matrix that's coming out next year, if everything is still on schedule with all the quarantine stuff, but it says it's supposed to come out May 2021. I know Keanu Reeves is, you know, coming back and playing his role. Warner Bros. Is doing it. And I even saw, is this true? Is Neil Patrick Harris really in this movie?
Okay, see, there's a lot of stuff that I can't say. But yeah. So I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it does say that Neil Patrick Harris is in the cast. Yeah, I mean, you can't confirm nor deny whether that online thing is true, but I mean, technically it says it online, but I won't put the pressure on you to say it.
And if it's online, then it must be true.
Exactly. I mean, everything about you I found online was true, unless it wasn't. But I also thought, I won't make you say anything like that, but Matrix is happening, right? Like, you can say that.
Yes. Sorry. I thought we were still talking about Neil Patrick Harris. Yes. No, it is officially happening. It is for sure happening because I spent 3.5 weeks working on it, which were all night shoots. And that was just an insane time. I was a living zombie all of February. So apologies to anyone who even saw me during February. but yes, it is coming out. It's just all this craziness right now. I mean, we don't know when the scheduled release date is going to be. I mean, even Venom, our official title was just released 2 days ago, which was so exciting. But the release date was supposed to be for the end of this year, but it just got pushed back to next summer. So I think it's just all a waiting game right now, and who knows when stuff is going to be released, honestly. Like, even right now, this time of the year is our prime pilot season, so it's where a bunch of TV pilots are being filmed, and everything's on standstill. I mean, we can't work at all. So come next spring or next fall, when all these new shows are coming out, there aren't going to be any new shows because we haven't been able to be working. So that's kind of a little strange to think about, but
yeah, it's a bummer, you know, and I feel like people don't realize it right now who aren't, you know, like a part of, like, just people like viewers and stuff, like, they don't know when all this stuff happens. They just get to see it when the trailers and the pilots and the, you know, the new seasons come out. They don't know that, you know, come next year when all these things are supposed to come out, their new season of their favorite show is probably not going to come out yet. It's going to be delayed a little
exactly,
bit.
So all exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That
people aren't ready for, which, I mean, it's a wild time, but it's very unfortunate, all the crazy things that are happening and the lives being affected, but it's also a really cool thing to have this, like, big giant reset for everyone. And so we can all kind of, you know, rethink and replan everything that's going on in our personal lives and not take things for granted. Like, I'm sure you don't take your production job for granted right now, you know. I'm like,
oh my god, yeah. I mean, anything in life, I feel like you should never take for granted, and a time like this just really emphasizes that. I mean, like I said, I never set out for a career in the music or film industry. That was never a path for me. I wanted to be a doctor, so I just fell into this crazy world, and ever since the first day, I just constantly have to, like, pinch myself and be like, is this actually my life? Have I really gotten to work on the projects that I've gotten to work on? But yeah, even in a time like now, right now, it's just like, really take advantage of this time. And like you said, it's just a reset. So just figure out, just learn about yourself and reconnect with people around you, kind of like how we're doing right now. So just really use this time to your advantage.
Yeah. And it's really cool, like how humble you are about all this, because if I had any sort of job, like with Marvel or with Sony or anything like that, I would be like flaunting that shit like crazy. And like, I would have to take a few steps back and be like, okay, humble yourself. But I've never seen you. And this is why I'm reaching out to you to talk to you, because I wouldn't want to talk to somebody about this who is all in your face and like, oh, I work for Marvel or whatever. Like, nobody wants to listen to that. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that. It's like, I just find it so interesting, and it's really cool to meet somebody who, and to know somebody who is involved in all that, but you would never know unless you knew that person. Or like when the movie comes out and I see you post like, hey, like, check out this movie, I'm in it, or I worked on this, like, that's super cool. It's like that phrase that people say, like, Work hard in silence and let success be your noise. Like, that is so, like, when I think about that, like, your name pops up. And, like, that's really cool, and it's refreshing. Well,
thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. Oh my gosh, that means so much to me. Thank you for saying that. But yeah, no, that's always been like a motto of mine. It's just like, keep your head down, just work on yourself, do what you got to do, and like, don't get distracted by everything else. And plus, I'm just like always someone who's really weird about having attention on me. So I'm like the last person to raise my hand and be like, hey, yeah, I worked on a movie or something like that. So only like the close people really around me like get to know fully about that. But yeah, like you said, I just kind of keep it for myself. It's kind of something that I enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. So not only are you involved in all those movies and shows, and you're a barista of many things, but let's briefly talk about Star Wars, something that you haven't worked on Star Wars, right?
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. I'm like itching to tell you something, but I can't.
Okay, we'll have to talk about it off the podcast. So let's act like we're just talking about Star Wars, because I don't even know anything. So let's just talk about Star Wars in general, because I know you're a big Star Wars fan. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Have you been to Galaxy's Edge yet?
No, and oh my gosh, you bringing that up just breaks my heart into tiny little pieces. because sore subject, my birthday a few weeks ago, I had a big old trip planned to go and visit, and we were going to stay there. It was going to be like a week long, because I've been working so nonstop, and I just have not had time in my schedule to go visit Galaxy's Edge. And so finally my schedule cleared up, and I'm like, okay, that is where I'm going. That's all I want for my birthday. And then freaking quarantine just ruined it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, here's the thing. Whenever you do go, you're going to love it. I know you're a big Star Wars fan. I promise you, don't go into it. Go into it with every expectation that you have, because it will meet it. Don't go into it with any like pre-notion that, you know, if you heard from anybody that, oh, it's not good, the rides suck. Like, I won't spoil anything, because I want you to just go experience it. But like, go into it expecting everything, because it is everything. And it's like,
oh, I'm so excited. As soon as Disneyland opens back up, you best believe I'm like there front and center, first one in line. Like, I cannot wait. I'm so jealous that you've gotten to go.
And then, okay, so now that we talked about the theme parks, now let's talk about the films. And you don't have to talk about anything that I don't know about. But yeah, what is your favorite film to date? And including all of the, you know, like Solo and Rogue One, including everything. What is your favorite film? Not counting Mandalorian, which, okay, not counting Mandalorian.
Oh my God.
I know.
Baby freaking Yoda, but
not counting Mandalorian.
I think I'm going to say something that might shock you when I say what my favorite film is. And I also feel like I'm going to have people coming at me with like pitchforks and being like, hey, you're not a real Star Wars fan. But my favorite movie from the franchise, hands down, is Solo. Oh my gosh, I love that movie. Oh. I love it so much. I enjoyed the whole, like, there was not a single second where I was like, or like didn't enjoy what I was watching, like, take place on the screen in front of me. Like, literally that whole movie, I had chills. I don't know what it was. I just fucking love that movie, though. And sorry, I just cussed. I don't know.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. That's so funny, because, okay, so I really did like Solo, and I don't have anything against it. I think it was a great film, and I know a lot of people hated it, and it had a lot of production things that were like iffy for a long time with directors and stuff like that, which is so irrelevant, because the film was made and it was a great film. But I can't believe that out of all of them is your favorite.
I know, I'm crazy, right? I just, something about that film, and I don't know what it was. It might have something related to something that was a little bit personal, that I I kind of almost had the chance to work on that. So, I mean, I may or may not have been really close to getting the chance to work on that. So maybe that's like where my bias comes in.
Got
because
it.
It's just like, yeah, so I can see how that could kind of be a reason why. But yeah, I love that so much. I love Solo.
Okay, now I have a question for you about characters, and I'm going to make you choose between two characters.
Oh,
okay, and you may not even like either of them, but between the two, who do you stand by the most under any aspect? It doesn't matter, like, just who do you like more? Okay, you ready for it?
Yeah, okay, fire.
Luke or Anakin?
Luke.
No.
What about you?
Okay, I'm definitely...
I want to hear yours.
Okay, so, well, first of all, my favorite Star Wars film is Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, of course. And so that's why I'm a big Anakin guy, because I think... Well, first of all, I think Luke Skywalker is kind of like a wuss, just a little bit. I think he whines. I think he's a baby. And so I guess that's what he was supposed to be. And so I'm not saying that Mark Hamill did a bad job and that Luke's a bad character or anything like that. I'm just saying that I liked more of like the badass type, which was Anakin, who was kind of like, you know, he got pushed around a little bit, but like he just turned into this like beast and like this monster. And like, I just thought it was,
I agree.
I just love his development more than Luke's, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people who love Star Wars 10 times more than I do and probably 3 times more than you do, but who have like the exact reasoning and like factual evidence why one is better than the other. But
exactly. And so, okay, see, I'm not like that crazy, like big of a nerd. Like when I say I'm a nerd about a lot of things, but I'm not that like where I literally have every single fact like memorized and, you know everything. But yeah, no, I can totally see why you would choose Anakin. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, and the chicks love Anakin, so I was really surprised that you picked Luke. Like everyone, all the girls love Anakin, so like
maybe that's
why I like Anakin, because I want to seem cool like all the other guys who like Anakin. That's what it is.
You want to get all the girls to like you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which you all of them already do. So I mean, you're in a boy band, so
oh my
everyone
god.
Already
oh
does.
My god. So now that we've gone through all of your, you know, your movie stuff, well, most of it, what we can talk about for now, maybe in a year we'll do another one of these or 6 months and get some updates of stuff that you can talk about after things come out and stuff like that. So you also have to let me know. But let's talk about, to end it all, let's talk about TikTok. Okay, so
oh man.
So guys, Taylor started a TikTok like 10 days ago. Like I shit you not, like 10 days ago. And guess what, Taylor? I have your stats with me.
Oh no, you don't.
Yeah. Okay. So I went through.
I went through
your account as of last night. As of last night, I went through your account. Okay. And so things could have changed. Because I know every morning you're up at like 5:30 making TikTok. So like you could have dropped one today that was like massive. So this is based off of yesterday. And so your total likes within 10 days, your total likes, you're at 13,800 likes in 10 days.
See, is that good?
I'm only at like 800. and then no, that's really freaking good for 10 days. Okay, like
okay,
I'm not a big
I'm
TikTok
like, I
expert.
Have no idea.
No, that's really, really freaking good. Okay, and let's talk about your views. So your views for 10 days is at 216,800 views. I don't know how you do it.
Is that a lot?
That's so much. That's so many views. Like, it is insane. Like,
see, and oh my gosh. I honestly can't believe it. Like, I am honestly so, I'm blushing right now. I am blushing. I'm so embarrassed. But because, so what happened? It was Easter Sunday. And I, of course, have been like looking like a bum and quarantined this whole time. And you know what? I'm like, it's Easter. I'm going to get up. I'm going to like get ready. And I had been like a fan of TikTok, like seeing people's TikToks on Instagram. So I didn't even have the app or anything. And I was like, you know what? These look like so much fun. So I'm going to make one. like just for fun right now. And I like, seriously, it was my third video I think I posted on there, and it just went crazy. And I have no idea how, but I think it's almost at like 100,000 views, that one TikTok.
It's insane. And I don't know what it is, but like your videos aren't bad. I'm not saying that they're not worthy, because they're good videos. It's just crazy how fast it happened, you know, like, and like, that's what people say, like, it just happens overnight. And like,
I know.
I don't get
it. Yeah. And so I posted those few that first day, and I forget how many exactly I posted. I posted a few that first day, and the one out of those few just went crazy. It took off, and that was a Slipknot one, which is really funny. And then after that, I've only posted a few other ones, and I haven't done it like back-to-back days or anything. I do it like once a week when I'm, you know, not lazy and I decide to get ready. And so it's crazy because I haven't even been consistent with it or anything, but
I love it.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
It's been so fun, you know, like catching up and talking to you. I know we've been texting for a few days and like just getting back in touch with each other and hearing all this stuff. And we have to do this again, like in a few, you know, months or a year, whenever you get some more information, please like text me, let me know. And like, we can talk about it some more, because I know this is going to be something that people are super interested in and love to hear it, because I know I am, my family is, and all my friends are really stoked to hear about this. So just first of all, thank you for, you know, being the first guest on the podcast and like trusting me to like not ruin your career and stuff like that. This is a lot of fun, and I appreciate you being on. But do you want to, you know, plug your socials so people can check you out and stuff on like that on Instagram or Twitter, whatever you want?
Yeah, but oh my gosh, no, seriously, thank you. This was so much fun. I'm so honored that I was your first guest. This has just been awesome catching up. And yeah, no, we need to do like another one, and let's just talk about music. Like, I want to hear about you too and all the awesome stuff that you have going on. And I mean, you know how big music is a part of my life. So but yeah, no, seriously, thank you so much for having me on. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But yeah, my socials, I'm kind of lame on socials, guys, not gonna lie. But my Instagram is just at Tay Cawthorn, so it's not even Taylor, it's just T-A-Y. And then my TikTok is Taylor Cawthorn. And that's all I have. That's it right there.
Right on. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for being on. I really do appreciate it. Guys, thank you for listening. I know the audio wasn't incredible. We're using a different software just because we're not together, but once quarantine's over, I'm going to have some live guests in the studio with me. I'm going to have Taylor back. We're going to talk some more and talk about music and just different other things that you guys want to know about. And thank you guys for listening. This is a lot of fun. I promise it's only going to get better and better. So tell your friends, and yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Peace.